from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music 15th Anniversary Show. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, I'm going to take you back to the Ho-Chunk Nation Memorial Day powwow 15 years ago and introduce you to my first guest, Lyron Powassett of the Smoky Town Singers. And in hour two, we're going to head up to Manitoba and bring back country rock musician Tracy Bone. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of music from our Indigenous women musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's start jamming. Oh, yeah. All right, let's start the show with music from Tracy Bone and her No Lies album. This is Standards. That's Tracy Bone. I'm Larry Kay. Here's Desiree Dorian, Soul Back Jack. We are Indigenous in Music.
I'm sick and I'm tired of this running around. I got my high heels on.
That's music from Kelly Bennett. Rise Up. It's our 15th anniversary show. We got a lineup of women musicians for the next hour and a half. Good music. All my past guests are going to be on today's show. All right, next, Gail Obadiah. Get your smile on. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation.
Hunger. confusion, freedom waiting near. The sound of spirit horses, hoofbeats in the sky. Snow and blood and ashes, and dreams too strong to die.
Music from Annie Humphrey from Minnesota. Spirit Horses. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, you want to hear us again? You can go to our music page, indigenousofmusic.com, and we're all over the net, too. iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, iTunes. Take us to the next party. Here's Cindy Paul, This Northern Girl.
Frost on the trees makes my world seem white in a pink sky in every morning sunrise. And the northern bite is cold, but if you have a love to hold, it'll chase the chill out of your soul. If you see what I can see, if you be what I can be, if you'll fall in love with me, if you'll take me by the hand, we can make a plan. If you'll run away with me, with this northern girl, with this northern girl, we can build a home of logs right here on this frozen ground. And when the sun sets in the sky, we can gaze into the night and dance with the northern lights. It'll chase the chill out of your soul. If you see what I can see, if you be what I can be, if you'll fall in love with me, if you
you'll take me by the hand, we can make a plan. If you'll run away with me, with this northern girl, oh, with this northern girl, oh. Northern girl, and the northern body's cold with this northern girl. If you see what I can see, if you be what I can be, if you'll fall in love with me, if you'll take me by the hand, we can make a plan. If you'll run away with me, with this northern girl, oh, with this northern girl, oh, with this northern girl, oh, with this northern girl.
Something about your favorite song on the radio.
That was music from Jay Turner, Peace, off her North Country album. Hope you're enjoying today's show. It's our 15th anniversary with our special guests, Myron Pawasset, who's coming up in about 5 minutes, and Tracy Bone, coming up next hour. Also a part of today's special presentation, 2 hours of Indigenous Women in Music. Hope you're enjoying it. All right, here we go. Music now from Iskwe. This is The Unforgotten. Music from Iskwe, The Unforgotten. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our guest, Myron Pawasset. Places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay. Now on demand at indigenousandmusic.com. Today's interview goes back 15 years ago to the Memorial Day powwow in Black River Falls, Wisconsin. And my first guest was Myron Pawasset. Good interview. I was nervous. He was nervous. He made me wait till the end of the powwow for the interview. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, This is Indigenous in the News. I'm Larry Knutson. Today, we are at the 2006 Memorial Day Weekend Powwow, the Gathering of the Warriors in Black River Falls, Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Nation is our host. Joining us today is Myron Powasset, lead singer of the Smoky Town Drum Group. He is a tribal member of the Menominee Nation, Wisconsin. Welcome to our show, Myron.
Thank you.
Tell me about Myron and a little bit about Smoky Town.
Okay, well, I've been singing since I was 6 years old, and it was my mother and my aunts and my uncles were the ones that encouraged me to sing. I never got to see my father. I didn't know my father. He passed away before I knew him. So it was my mother and my aunts and my uncles were the ones that raised me, and they're the ones that encouraged me to sing all the time. My mother used to make me sing to her in a car when we were going for groceries, and at that time my cousin was with us and he would sing with me. And when I became 10 years old, my uncles put me in our ceremonial drums, which we called the big drum. And I've been singing with that all my life. And I used to sing with a drum group called Wolf River Singers. But there were so many singers coming onto that drum, it was kind of getting crowded. So myself and one of my cousins, we decided to start our own drum group. And I had asked my uncle, I was trying to think of a name for our drum group. And he says, you know the old way. You're supposed to go out in the woods, put your tobacco down, ask them spirits to help you. And when you come back, you should have your name. So that's what I did. And I went out in the woods, and I put my tobacco down, and I live in a little village called Zor. And at that time, there was maybe 6-7 houses in that little village. So it was really, there was a lot of woods around us. And so when I came out in the old days, we used to make what we called a smudge. It was just a metal pail, and we'd fill it with chips and grass and burn it, and it would create a smudge to keep the mosquitoes and sand flies away. So that's what we had. And anyway, I put my tobacco down and I asked the spirits to help me with a name for my drum group. And when I came out of the woods, our little village was full of smoke from all the smudges from each of the homes. And that's where I came up with the name for my drum group, Smoky Town Singers.
Who were your mentors while you were growing up?
My mentors were all my uncles. I sang with my uncles. They were, at that time, they were known as the Menominee Chiefs. And they would make me sing with them, you know, at all the powwows they went to. And in them days, it was traditional powwows. They never had contest powwows. Mm-hmm. And they'd make me go with them, and I'd sing with them. And, you know, my mother was always making sure I was there. And
go with uncles.
Yep, and go with all my uncles. And that's how I became a singer. I really, to this day, I've lost them all. But to this day, I still occasionally tell them thank you, because they're the ones that got me started. Mm-hmm. And so I try to, when I sing, I sing for them. I always say that they're not here in their physical form, but their spirit is with me.
You mentioned your grandchildren on your CDs. Are they learning how to sing and drum as well?
I have 3 grandsons, and I have 1 granddaughter. And they're all learning to dance, and they're learning to sing. My granddaughter, her mother sings with me. Her mother is my daughter, Lizzie Piwasset. And when she's at the powwow and she's only a year old, and she hears us singing, she wants to be by her mother while we're singing, because she sees her mother singing. So I would say, yes, I'm teaching my grandchildren. Hopefully I can last long enough to have my grandsons sing with me. But that's something we got to hope for in the future.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds exciting. One last question, Myron. I hear a lot of the Canaries. Tell me about them.
The Canaries are all my daughters and my nieces. I guess my oldest daughter, Cheyenne Piwasset, kind of started out all my other daughters and my nieces, but her aunt, Terry Webster, was the one that got her started. And we were at a powwow and they were singing, and at that time when they first started, there wasn't a lot of women backup singers singing with drums. So they were kind of the first ones, and To this day, I still don't know really who started calling them canaries, but they've always been called our canary singers.
They sure bring a pretty touch to your tunes.
Oh, yeah. I am so proud of my children. All my boys sing. I have three boys and four daughters, and they all sing, and I appreciate that. I'm thankful every day that they do that.
Great. Congratulations to you and Smoky Town on your accomplishments. Thank you for your time today, Myron.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
We're going to go back 15 years ago to the album Songs for the People, Smoky Town Singers. Here is the Canary Song.
We are very proud of our women singers, and we call this our Canary Song, but it's also an intertribal. And the words are Machitok Nana Tukusimino Nimikon Nagaman. The people, we are all proud. Let's dance, we sing for you.
That was music from Myron Pawasset and the Smoky Town Singers, and that was The Canary Song, off his Songs for the People album. That was my first interview 15 years ago at the Ho-Chunk Nation Memorial Day Powwow in 2016. We have come a long way. We've had help from our friends at KFAI in Minneapolis and WSLR in Sarasota. Now we stand alone, now on over 65 stations. Oh yeah.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
I am Mother Nature. I am the universe. I can make a miracle from a twisted
blessed curse. But my soul is getting weaker as the earth heart fades, as people terrorize and spread their hate. Will humanity awaken before it's too late? I am Mother Nature. That money talks, but let the truth be told. I can't be refunded, exchanged, or sold. So take a walk with me by my rivers, through my trees. Hear the birds singing, feel the sweet summer breeze. I'll show you something magic, bring you to your knees.
Music from Kelly Dirickson, I Am, title track. Hey, if you want to get a hold of me right now, feel free to call us, text us at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837. And come on over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and check us out. Check us out. All right. Asiva. I'm Larry Kay. We are indigenous in music.
Yeah.
From Leanne Goose, War Cry, title track. Hope you're enjoying our special 15-year anniversary show featuring our Indigenous women in music. All of them have been featured in our spotlight. Oh, yeah. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and please click to donate.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is growing. We are now a nonprofit 501c3 dedicated to bringing you not only musicians, but artists and entertainers from around the Western Hemisphere. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusic.com to see how you too can be a part of this exciting venture. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Come visit our new Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. We now have over 500 videos. This is where we make our family connections, a place that can be utilized for generations to come. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit us and subscribe today.
All right, music now from Kelly Frazier. Here's Senda.
Strength and our weakness. I didn't know hurt so deep till you said we couldn't be.
I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. If you missed part of today's show, you can find us on our music page, indigenousinmusic.com. Come on over and check us out.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.